Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society, the largest paranormal investigating organization in the New Jersey. And that was Brian making some weird cow sound.
Wow.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Wow. I hope people have remembered to vote for The Deadline on podcastalley.com. You can get the link for Podcast Alley right on the homepage of njghs.net or from The Deadline page, which is on the same website, njghs.net.
You know, we should have at least five votes every month.
You would think. Right? You, me,
and
Greg and Sherry, Dina, Laura. Yeah, that's five. My kid always votes.
Six, actually.
What?
Greg and Sherry could be two.
No, they're on the same IP.
Hmm. Yeah, they could go somewhere else.
So anyway, yeah, I hope people are registering their votes. I've blasted it out through the MySpace page, too. That seems to get the most, you know, the most work done for me, I notice. Oh, I got to tell you.
Uh-oh.
September 20th, hold the date. Now, I can't go into grave detail just yet because I have a few more tricks up my sleeve that I have to confirm and work out. But
I thought that was February 2nd.
Wrong sleeve. No, September 20th. People, mark that calendar date down and save it because I think you're going to be very, very happy that you did. Just save the whole dang day. It's a Saturday in September. I know people will start whining, soccer practice starting. You've got all this notice. You can find somebody else to play soccer mom for the freaking day. Just put September 20th aside for you as the ghost hunter that you are, the paranormal enthusiast that you are. Just tell yourself, you know what? I don't know what Laura's planning, but it's probably going to be good, which, yeah, you know. And I'm saving September 20th, okay? Save the day. That's all I can tell you. As soon as I get everything finalized, you'll probably, if you're on the Yahoo groups, you'll get it blasted through Yahoo groups. I'll announce it through MySpace. I will post it on the NJGHS website with all the information. But it's going to be a good day of paranormal learning, sharing, fun. Probably even, if we can pull it off, a nice spirit circle and dinner event that night at a haunted place.
Yeah, you're giving quite a bit away. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But, so, that said, save the date.
And for everybody, yes, I am still working on the travel plans.
Yeah, and I'm very happy about that. I think this is going to be very cool.
Yes.
You know, in addition, like, I can help you with all of that. I'm still hammering away on the book, which I made my deadline, by the way, for my very first deadline. I was in ahead of time.
What do you mean your first? You've been doing this for a while.
Huh? Oh, I... the book, I had to get in an annotated table of contents and all of chapter one by January 1st. I emailed everything in December 31st. Ta-da! And
At what time?
Well, that was early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sent it around 5 or 5:30 that night, and then I checked email around 8:30, and he said he opened it, but it was all Greek, and I realized I'm in 2007. He was in a lower version, so I had to save it back down.
No, don't listen to Brian. He doesn't know anything.
So I resaved it down, sent it again, and at 11 o'clock when I checked, he said, "Yeah, he was able to open it and read it." So, I made it. I had it in ahead of time. Aren't you proud of me?
A couple of hours ahead of time.
Yeah, but still, dude. And I've already got chapter two done. I've got all this. Oh, and you know, when I got this table of contents done, let me tell you, I've already got interviews lined up with a couple people for the book and. It's just like everything was coming together, and I was getting so excited. I'm like, I'm exciting myself reading this, going, oh, I can't wait to go here. Right. I can't wait to go there and investigate and take pictures and talk to these people. So it's going to be a whirlwind of 6 months of writing, investigating, documenting, and hammering this out. But at the same time, it's like one big happy adrenaline rush. You know, it's like, it's fun. It's fun. I mean, it's like, you know, at work, if they came to me and they said, you know, I need a 60-slide presentation done mm-hmm. on space management of our product versus Wrigley, I'd be like, you know. But you say, hey, I need you to jump in the car, drive 200 miles to South Jersey, take a picture of a prison, and interview a guard. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's like, what a difference. When you're on the right path, what a difference. Anyway, so, yeah, save September 20th, and then you're going to be working on pulling together so we can maybe hopefully do what, like a motor coach road trip down to New Orleans?
Or maybe a flight.
Ooh.
Got to look at pricing. Pricing, time schedules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to factor into it. And then, well, the other thing is some people don't even like to fly, you know, so.
Well, I mean, you know, we can make other arrangements. You know, you guys want to, someone else wants to drive down early and meet everyone there. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah. That's true, too.
But I just want to try to get stuff hammered out just so we can get a base price saying, all right, with this many people, this is how much it is, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
There's also that haunted riverboat, you know, that big mm-hmm. steamboat. If you go now, steamboating is very expensive. My parents have done it, and they actually got to tour. I forget the name of the one that is haunted. It's in, like, Ghost Waters video.
Right.
And while they're... steamboat was readying for takeoff and it wasn't ready yet. They said, oh, everybody can go over to the other boat that's docked, which mm-hmm. is the haunted one. And my mother took pictures on it and everything. She didn't get anything paranormal wise, but the stuff was beautiful. And they had like a little light lunch there. And then right. their ship was ready and they got on that okay. one. It's very expensive to go steamboating, and I've always wanted to do it, you know, because you know me and the whole like, oh my God, I'll drown fear of water thing. But at least, you know, if you're going to be on something that huge and it's in the Mississippi, there's still like a shoreline on either side that you can see where it's like, okay, land. this isn't too bad.
Except you can get through the mud.
Right, and that's the other thing. You could probably walk on the Mississippi. It's so dense between pollution and mud. You know, wow. But, you know, so I've always wanted to do it because that's really like, I guess, that whole past life thing for me with the whole Victorian, you know, how I gravitate towards anything Victorian and
no,
all that. Yeah,
yeah,
right? I know. And when I saw the pictures, that's how the ship is decked out. I mean, with all the ball and claw furniture and those nice fainting couches and lace this and hurricane lamps and crystals. And it's just like, marble. Anyway, it's all the stuff I love.
It's like, if it's still there.
Well, the steamboats are, because I've checked online, because I was going to go like a year or two ago. And when I saw how expensive it is, I was like, oh, God, you know, I could take, like, the kids on a trip, all three of us, for a week for what it would cost just for me to go on, a 3-day cruise on the steamboat okay. thing up the Mississippi.
Right.
So I kind of canned it. But in any event, yeah, that it would be neat if we, even if we got down there and could do the tour of that one.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, Queen Anne or something like that. It's one of those, but it's a haunted steamboat
we'll
thing.
We'll see. Like I said, it's still preliminary right now, so. I'd say at least another couple of weeks so I can get stuff hammered
out.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Because then we can put it together as a nice package and put it up on the website and people can register. And
most likely I'm probably going to say half up front.
Oh, easily. You have to.
Because
you have to guarantee
it's
going to
be a half up front, no refund.
Yeah. All sales final. Because the Bank of Laura is not taking a hit on this one, people. It's been sucked way too much over the years. So, yeah, but that would be really cool.
Yep.
Very nice.
We'll see what we get.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and you know what? We're going to be doing some interviews and stuff for the upcoming shows.
About,
so
about
this
time.
Is 2008 is off to it. In fact, we were supposed to have an interview for tonight's show, and the gentleman has not gotten back to me with the phone number to call him at. So you'll have to hear that on, I guess, an upcoming show when we finally...
if we decide to interview him now.
Well, no, I mean, maybe he got busy with something and forgot to fire. You know, he might have thought he sent me the email with the number in it, and he didn't. So, but we do have, you know, some really neat things coming up. So I'm really excited. This 2008 feels good, and I know we're off to a good start. And oh, did you see my Yahoo blast I sent out? I only sent it the one time to
yes.
let people know I'm still doing, you know, any kind of readings and astrology charts and stuff. And like we said, even now for the parishioners.
Yeah, your Yahoo MySpace blast.
Yes, I did it all. I covered all bases, because you know me, I don't chew my cabbage twice. You don't get it the first time, tough, you're out of luck. So I sent it out once, that's it. You don't like it, delete it, I don't care. But if you do like it, and you do want like a psychic party with your friends to get together on Friday night and have a good time.
Psycho party?
Psychic.
Oh.
Psychic party, you know, where like your friends, everybody brings a little appetizer to share. I go in a room, each person takes a turn and comes in, gets a 15-minute reading for $20. And then whoever the hostess is, if five of her friends get a reading, she gets her reading for free. What is so funny?
Everybody takes a turn for $20.
You know, I'm the one starving here. I should have my mind in the gutter. What is wrong with you?
Well, you're like, I go into another room and everyone comes in and takes a time for $20.
For a reading, oh. Brian. Okay, come on. Let's keep it PG-13 here.
That is PG-13.
For a reading. And then if the person has 10 people that come in for a reading at 15 minutes each, then the hostess would get a 30-minute reading for free. Okay?
Okay.
That's a psychic party. I don't do seances. Excuse me. And the astrology charts, I can do your natal chart. I can give you up to a year's worth of transits, which means if you want to know like what's going to happen next week and month, whatever, based on your natal readings. Excuse me. I can do one for financial outlook. I can do one for marriage and partnership. So if you are dating someone that you think, ooh, is he the one? Is she the one? Get the stats. And this is what I would tell anyone. I mean, don't be an idiot. Why waste your time dating someone if it's just already doomed astrologically? Just send me the person's birth date, time, and place, and your same information. I'll run both your natals, process it through on a compatibility Richter scale, and I will give you what you need to know. Right?
We should have said this as a commercial.
Yeah, really. But I'm telling you, it's... And the compatibility charts, those are more expensive, obviously, because you're running two people, or that's usually like around $125, $150 worth of work. But a natal chart, just in and of itself, is $75. If you only want a month worth of transit information, it's $20, you know. So, in any event, keep that all in mind. I did blast that out through the Yahoo group, so if it's something you're interested in, you want a reading, and actually I've gotten a couple emails from different people, because after I was done sending the Yahoo blast out, I took the message that came into my inbox and then went through my whole personal email list and forwarded it, and I've already nailed two readings out of that, so... Shut up. I can't hear them. Go in a room, take a turn, now she nailed. You know, you're killing me here.
I didn't say anything.
You're killing me. Just the look on your face is enough to make... Oh, man. All right, I'm going to do the meeting announcements. Okay, so here are our monthly meetings. They take place every month. How about that? They're all starting at 7 p.m. and ending at 8:30. They're free and open to the public to attend. If you have any suspicious pictures, what have you, bring it to the meeting, because at every NJGHS meeting, there is a segment called Share and Scare. And that's when you can bring forth what you think might be a paranormal anomaly, whether it's a video recording, an audio recording, a picture, and the team leaders will review it and give you their analysis of it. Okay. First meeting that's coming up now is going to be on January 15th. That is the Northwest Division. That is headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. It takes place in the community center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. After that, we have the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. That takes place in the Bogota Recreation Building, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And then we have, we're moving into February already, the Central Jersey Division. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, and it takes place in the Hazlitt Library. This is February 6th, and the library is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. I just thought of something to remind people about the meetings. Oh, and they're always posted right smack dab on the homepage of NJGHS.net website. You can get all the info right there. So, we're closing in, man, on our 100th show. January 25th is it. That's pretty good. So, people, give a call to the NJGHS eVoice phone number and chime in with your thoughts, news, congrats, whatever, so we can play them on that show. So, we need them, obviously... the week or so before January 25th. And you can listen in on that show when it uploads on the 25th to hear your message that'll be played. If you want to do that and leave a message for us for our 100th episode, give a call to our eVoice number. It's area code 908-325-0140. It's not toll-free, but most people have unlimited calling these days between cell phones and cable phones and what have you. So it shouldn't be a problem. Again, if you missed the number, you can catch it. It's in my bio on the Who's Who page of the NJGHS.net website, and the number is 908-325-0140. So give us a call. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee,
You'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Doug of Ghostly Talk, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Okay, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Now, this is the part where if you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell, you should email it to thedeadline@njghs.net. We're giving out credits now for Parashares. Basically, if you want membership in the NJGHS and you don't already have it, excuse me, it's all you got to do is send in one Parashare. You get one credit and boom, you can say, yep, I want to cash in my one credit and have a membership in the NJGHS. However, if you already have membership and you want to save up to 10 credits and cash it in for a natal chart, which is in astrology, it's your birth chart, then you can do that. Send in 10 Parashares, we'll keep track of them, let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I'll send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes. So that's the new deal for Parashares for 2008. Now this week, shock of all shocks, we don't have any Parashares. Now I realize some of you are still coming off the holiday giddiness and...
No excuse.
You know, but you will be sobering up quite soon when all your credit card statements arrive in the mail.
Not me.
I cannot do the buy now, cry later method. It's just too terminal. Anyway, so we are going to move on to...
Oops. Forgot it.
It's okay.
Oh, just say it.
News of the weird. Where's the little sound file? Come on.
Oh, God. I got to find it. Hold on. Here we go. Here we are.
Now it's time for News of the Weird.
See? Thank you, technical guru.
Well, you didn't put it in the script.
Oh, God. I have to handhold everything. All right, here we go. Are you ready with all the other sound files now?
Wait.
There's only one.
Wait, you have to handhold everything? Here you go, Chris.
I got a sniffy that just won't quit.
Aw, oh, man. You are cruel. Okay. News of the weird. Here we go. I warn you, this... first one is a little gross, so here we go. What was an edgy, unconventional treatment of a severe diarrhea when News of the Weird mentioned it back in 2000 is now catching on as a remedy for the potentially deadly C. difficile bacteria infection. According to a November report by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, good bacteria in the stomach are often depleted by the antibiotics that work on, but may not remove entirely, C. difficile, leaving the patient with violent or chronic diarrhea. Some bacteria via a stool transplant from a close blood relative who should have similar intestinal conditions. Wait, what was that? Oh, I'm sorry. Some doctors, get this, some doctors now recommend controlling C. difficile by reestablishing the patient's good bacteria via a stool transplant from a close blood relative who should have similar intestinal conditions. The donated stool, providing that a loving, straight-faced relative is found, is mixed with saline and administered by enema. Oh, joy. Now, people, if you go to website infinity2.com, there's a product that they carry called Total Body Flora. And when I worked in a holistic health clinic, let me just give you a little bit of advice here. So you don't have to walk around saying, I'm on antibiotics and now I need a stool from one of my relatives. Let me shut up my rear end. No. You go to infinity2.com. The company is Infinity Squared. It's infinity2.com. Their product, Total Body Flora, is what we used to tell people after you finish up an antibiotic regimen. And yes, the antibiotics do not discriminate. They will kill off the good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract, and it weakens the intestinal flora. There's these little finger-like things that need to move everything through, and they get very weak and kind of not work as well. And you will get a toxic buildup, and then they kind of go into overdrive, and that's why all of a sudden you're getting all this diarrhea, what have you. But if you get total body flora, and you do a blitz, which is taking three, there's 90 bottles in the pill, you take 90
bottles in the pill.
90 pills in the bottle. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. It's getting late. I'm sorry. And the caffeine's wearing off. But there's 90 pills in the bottle of total body flora. You will take three of them three times a day on an empty stomach. All right? You do that for the 2 weeks. That's called a blitz. And I promise you, we had wonderful results with the patients at the clinic. It will totally reestablish the balance of good and bad bacteria in the intestinal tract. It'll help the intestinal flora to regain their strength and health. And you will feel much better. And for women, this is a good thing to note, because if you're a woman who's prone to like yeast infections because you've been on antibiotics, this will help to prevent that. If you're someone who suffers from candida, which is, people who have candida can't have any sweets or anything. It's like sending the bad bacteria in your intestinal tract to like the Bahamas and putting them on a vacation. You know, they're like, whoa, yeah, sugar rush, you know. So people who have candida should really take advantage of total body flora. So it's really a good product. Not that I'm giving this whole infomercial. I'm just telling you, if it were up to me and like get an enema of a close relative's poop shot up me, or just do a total body flora blitz, I opt for the latter. Okay. Anyway, for the love of cars, Mr. Sandy Wong, 45, was sentenced in November in Edmonton, Alberta, to 90 days in jail for three counts of indecent exposure, including masturbating with his pants down while sitting on the roof of a BMW at a local agricultural fair. According to a psychiatrist, Wong said he is sexually attracted to the BMW's roof because it's curved like a woman's body. But he also has been aroused by a 1967 Camaro, a 1965 Chevy Bel Air, a 2005 Mini Cooper, and a 1991 Buick Century. Moving on. A 32-year-old man was found dead, stuck in the cat door of his girlfriend's St. Augustine, Florida house after she had kicked him out. Said a friend, his head was caught like he was trying to reach up and unlock the door. You think? In Bayonne, New Jersey, in October, Lindsay Millar's car burned up after a squirrel chewing on an electric line caught fire and its flaming carcass fell down beside the car and rolled underneath it. A suspect in car break-ins running from Miccosukee Indian Reservation Police near Miami in November dove into a retention pond but apparently failed to notice a live alligator sign and was killed by Poncho, a gator well known to locals. And here we have least competent criminals. Oh, I take it back. Least competent Florida police. Sheriff's deputies arrested Cynthia Hunter, age 38, in Brandon, Florida, in October, and she remained in jail for 50 days until a lab finally concluded that the methamphetamine in her purse was really dried cat urine that she had legally purchased for her son's science project. Way to go, wow. Sheriff. The Rhode Island Department of Health fined Rhode Island Hospital $50,000 in November because three doctors so far this year have performed neurosurgery on the wrong side of the patients' brains. Two patients survived, however. Interesting to note, Jason and Grant are from Rhode Island.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page.
Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. Alright, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at irvingrehnquist.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what was the name of the 1964 movie that starred Vincent Price based on the novel I Am Legend? The answer, The Last Man on Earth. I know my son Brian got that right. I just know it. Anyway, it was also done in 1971 starring Charlton Heston as the Omega Man, but hardly any vampire stuff was included in that one. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of quasi-challenging. We know that vampires not having a reflection in mirrors is a Stoker invention in his novel, Dracula. But what is the main concern of mirrors, besides the whole 7 years bad luck if one breaks a mirror? Be the first person to send me the correct answer at hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win an NJGHS t-shirt. All right, so what's the main concern of mirrors? You know, paranormally, metaphysically speaking. Do you have any idea, Brian?
Well, my concern is I have to look at it.
Oh, God. Anyway, so make sure you send the correct answer, if you think you know it, to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Okay, don't send it to me or Brian or the deadline. It has to go to Haunted Trivia. Now, how many times I log into my inbox and I've got, oh, I got an answer for you. I'm like, you didn't send it to the right address. Hello, you know. Anything else you'd like to cover off on?
Nope, I'm good.
You're good? All right. Stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website, and you can get our meetings and all our other info. And again, save the date, September 20th. Sign up for our Yahoo groups right from our homepage. If you want membership and you don't want to send in a PowerShare to get it for free, you can PayPal right from the homepage for $20 and get your lifetime membership in the NJGHS, which is the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And, and you can vote for our show on Podcast Alley. The link's on the homepage as well. So thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Tirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.